begin tonight with a growing list of charges against Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Amongst them, that he failed to plan for a post-war Iraq, that he overestimated the welcome our troops would receive, that he helped create a culture of abuse for Iraqi detainees, and that he was deceptive in not notifying Congress about those abuses. Even Rumsfeld's boss was horrified by the latest scandal and directed pointed remarks to the Defense Secretary at a press conference yesterday.
You're doing a superb job.
What would be an unsuperb job? Does Bush know what superb means? Because superb is, I've been fired for being late. It's like the mafia. Once you're a made man, they can't whack you. But Bush also insisted those responsible would be brought to justice.
Well, there will be a full accounting for the cruel and disgraceful abuse of Iraqi detainees.
We'll get a report. Donald, Dick, and myself will read it. Then we'll let you know if there's anything in it that concerns you. Chances are, probably won't. But Bush wants the Iraqis to know that we are a kinder, gentler torturer.
One basic difference between democracies and dictatorships is that free countries confront such abuses openly and directly.
To which the Iraqi people replied, is there a form of government where the abuse doesn't happen at all? Is there any, is there one of those? Because what we were thinking was, if there's one of those, well, maybe we'll have that one. Maybe oligarchy. Plutocracy, if you will. Vice President Dick Cheney was also on hand to lend his support for Rumsfeld. The occasion marked the first time in 4 years the three men have been seen in the same room at the same time without at least one puppy getting strangled. Wait. All I'm suggesting is that when the president and the vice president and the defense secretary get together, they strangle a puppy. Why the gasp? But Bush isn't the only coalition leader dealing with the fallout of the photographs. In the wake of a Red Cross report charging English troops also abused prisoners, British Prime Minister and Today's Man spokesmodel Tony Blair also faced some tough questions during a recent press conference with a Chinese diplomat.
Who are we to talk to the Chinese about human rights when we are an active coalition who have detained without trial, without access to lawyers, in often inhuman and we now know in degrading conditions, both in Iraq and in other places in the world? What right do we then have to question the Chinese about human rights?
Dude, where can we get a reporter like that? Seriously, I was wondering, England, let me ask you this. I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm just spitballing, England. We'll trade you one Aaron Brown, two Brit Humes, and a Van Susteren for one of those. And I'm not talking about the old Van Susteren. I'm talking about the new Van Susteren.
First things first, it's a good thing there's no gay people in the military, because otherwise weird sex stuff might happen. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, facing growing demands that he resign or be fired, apologized to Congress Friday for the abuse of Iraqi prisoners. Rumsfeld said, "I take full responsibility. This happened on my watch. I feel terrible." He went on to add, "My heart goes out. Yada, yada, yada. You had me at hello, blah, blah, blah. I'm a genius. You're all morons. You can't handle the truth. Can I go now?"
On Monday, President Bush boarded a bus for a campaign tour across southern Michigan. The president remarked that the bus seemed a lot bigger than the one he remembered from school.
Political analyst analysts are asking how the Iraqi prisoner scandal will affect the presidency of George W. Bush. Here with a comment is our dear friend and political correspondent, former President Bill Clinton.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Meanwhile, as the world expresses its outrage at the torture pictures, Oklahoma Republican James Inhofe expressed his anger at the real culprits.
And I'm probably not the only one up at this table that is more outraged by the outrage than we are by the treatment. But I'm also outraged by the press and the politicians and the political agendas that are being served by this.
Damn you, press. With more, we turn now to senior news analyst Stephen Colbert. Stephen, thank you for joining us. I want to talk to you about this. This is obviously a terrible situation. By the way, does Brokaw ever have to talk through cheers? Stephen, what do you think about this idea that we're hearing from Rumsfeld and now from Senator Inhofe that the press was somehow irresponsible in releasing these photos of abuse?
John, I agree entirely with Secretary Rumsfeld that the release of these photographs was deplorable. But the actions of a few rogue journalists do not represent the vast majority of the American media.
You're saying the journalists did something wrong?
John, I'm just saying those aren't the journalists I know. The journalists I know love America. But now all anybody wants to talk about is the bad journalists, the journalists that hurt America. But what they don't talk about is all the amazingly damaging things we haven't reported on. Who didn't uncover the flaws in our pre-war intelligence? Who gave a free pass on the Saddam Al-Qaeda connection? Who dropped Afghanistan from the headlines at the first whiff of this Iraqi snipe hunt? The United States Press Corps, that's who. Heck, we didn't even put this story on the front page. We tried to bury it on 60 Minutes, too. Who's on that? Charlie Rose and Angela Lansbury?
Stephen, what do you think, then, is at play here?
Politics, John, pure and simple. I think it's pretty suspicious these tortures would take place during a presidential campaign. This is a clear-cut case of partisan sadism. Come to think of it, I'm pretty sure those prisoners want Bush out of office, too. You know, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if a pile of hooded, naked Iraqis has a job waiting for it in the Kerry administration.
So f***ed up. The whole world's f***ed up, man. Michael Jackson lost his mind. What the hell is wrong with Michael? Another kid? Another kid? I thought it was Groundhog Day when I heard that shit. Another kid getting the fuck out of here. Yo, that's how much we love Michael. We love Michael so much, we let the first kid slide. Another kid. I'm done. I'm done with Michael. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes. Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. It's like, oh, Michael, do you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Yes. Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation? Yes. Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, "Nigga, is you crazy?" Yeah. you nutty nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm done with Michael, man. You see Michael go to court? Motherfucker come to court 20 minutes late. What kind of black man gonna come to court 20 minutes late? This ain't barbershop too. This is court, motherfucker. Shit. And he don't even wear a real suit to court. Coming in there looking like Captain Crunch. So who's your lawyer, Frankenberry? Better take your black ass to Banana Republic and get you a decent suit. What the fuck is wrong with that boy? I'm done with fucking Mike. What the fuck? Another kid? That's like another dead white girl showing up at OJ's house. And OJ going, I know what you're thinking. Michael Jackson going to jail. It's going to be a sad sight when Michael Jackson go to jail. Oh, we going to shed a tear when Michael Jackson go to jail. And it ain't even going to be sad the day he go in. It's going to be sad like a month later when that perm grows out of his hair. The shit's all nappy and gray. When his makeup's all fucked up. So he don't got the Crayola people to fix his face no more? That's a fucking sad ass sight. Michael went crazy. Now Janet lost her damn mind whipping out a titty on a Sunday afternoon. On a Sunday afternoon. What the fuck is wrong with this girl? A titty on a Sunday afternoon. People coming home from church, cut on the TV. Oh, Lord. And a 40-year-old titty at that. You can't just whip out a 40-year-old titty. That's your man's titty. That is your man's titty. 40-year-old titty, your man's titty. 20-year-old titty, community titty. That's for all to see. The titty couldn't even believe he was outside. The titty was like, oh, shit, what the fuck going on? Close the door. Close the door.
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at bartcop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
That was show 38. I hope you liked it. Especially hope you like the comedy, because we'd like to do a little more of the comedy. You know, you got the outrage, you got the comedy, try to balance the two. We've had maybe more than our share of the outrage lately. Hard to tell. Again, when I get the feedback, it either says, great show, or you suck. But nobody ever says, I prefer more comedy, I prefer more analysis, I prefer more outrage, I prefer more cursing, I'd like to see you do the show drunk. I never get any of those kinds of comments. It's always, great show, or you suck. So if you find it in your heart, and you want to make a positive change in the Bart Cop Radio, drop me a line, give me a clue. What am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? I'm going to get to work on show 39 right now. As always, need to thank the subscribers. Without you, there'd be no radio, there'd be no page, there'd just be another monkey at a car lot. You make all the difference. Thanks. I'll see you next show. Eternally,
loaded and on the ground and baked into cakes which are passed around.